Mundus Gid Ichnis, the poppy of memory. Picture it, a girl in a strange city, unpacking her suitcase, setting things on shelves. In the middle of the folds rises the berry of her determination, a black pearl on white cloth, as fine wrapped as a baby Jesus or new star. She the one who will set it in the sky tomorrow. It's only the night before still. Picture it. This stranger, doer of an incomprehensible, resonant past thing, which echoes in the oyster miles beneath. Who was she? Some figment, miniature self, a toy soldier set in motion by an accidental kick of the dreaming real girl, far away, untouched and unblemished in sleep. Yet I was she. I was the eunuch who, smiling, salaaming, lets in the ghostly sahib to the huge jewel room while the hooked shah lies fallen. That night, a little doll stuffed tight with my fell purpose, how I wandered the city, outdated treasure map to hand, searching my buried gold. Where my fear went, skipping a few paces ahead, a paper butterfly, later I hung my tears like earrings from the lampposts. No! I could make 1,000 poems from this. There came in one day enough pain for 10 natural lives laid end to end. I could make a whole galaxy of glowing suns, heating their decades of planets and trash. But how can I let this live through me anymore? Or I should be the girl of the music box. Open her red coffer, out pops the same old song, only magical for never changing. Crystalline, distilling its own liquor of eternity from the soul inexhaustible god grape, directing, suspending me as the magnet ship in the old jade statue. Now I may lie tossed up by this ocean, like the old jellyfish losing its clarity, hexed by a curse ancient as a blue faience scarab carved with hieratic marks. But even if it means a change as came to Anthony after the god abandoned him, human, no longer tragically, singularly destined, I will live through it, burn it up with my breath. For after all, I am alive, while what is past has lost that art.